This episode brought to you by Own the Gray podcast. Discover how others age with attitude at ownthegray.ca. The best conversations happen when we're having lunch with our friends, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair and join us to expand your knowledge and open your mind.
My guest today, Monique Joes, has spent the last 20 plus years studying alternative healing methods. She's always had a love for natural healing methods and has spent many years receiving healing from her holistic chiropractor and her doctor, trained in traditional Chinese medicine. Additionally, Monique has experimented with acupuncture, developed a great affinity for the use of essential oils, and more. She's a certified emotion code practitioner and certified body code practitioner. Monique heals clients all across the country using the body code modality, intuition, law of attraction, and energy testing to resolve issues and accomplish goals. And welcome to Lunch with a Healer, Monique.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you today and hopefully help your audience members in any way.
That's our goal. And as I said earlier, you do have an intriguing bio, but I would like to start with your personal healing journey to wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you. That's a great question. I started just being very, very interested in alternative practices very early. I remember one of my very first paychecks I ever had, I was a waitress. And one of my very first paychecks, I spent it on a massage. You know, I don't know what drew me to that, but it was just something that I wanted to try and try to experiment. So massage was probably one of the very first things that I started using. Of course, I've had hundreds of massages since that very first one. But that's kind of where I started. I was probably like 18 years old, going to a holistic chiropractor, trying acupuncture, just trying all sorts of things. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to feel good. And I not necessarily that I had any issues, but I wanted to maintain my health. And of course, life goes on. And my mom got very sick with cancer. She's had cancer twice. My mother-in-law had cancer, and my mother-in-law did pass away. Wanting to maintain health and then also experiencing family members so close to us that had cancer and suffered so much, I just continued down that path. I'm like, there's still more that I need to learn and to understand. And one day I came across the emotion code, and I knew that this was something that was extremely special. I ended up getting emotion code healings and body code healings for myself, and I knew it was something so powerful. So I ended up getting certified in those modalities as well. And I would say that anxiety was probably the symptom that I was probably suffering most with. And just getting those healing sessions, even if we weren't focusing on anxiety, after some time, my anxiety is literally almost gone. It's so rare that I experience anxiety now that it feels so foreign. It feels so foreign because it's so rare that I have it. But I would say that, you know, so many people deal with anxiety and, you know, nervousness and, you know, and people don't know exactly where it's coming from. But with the emotion code and the body code, you know, you're able to experience these healings. You're removing these energies that are trapped in your body, you know, from life, from difficult experiences. And so being able to release those energies, your body works so much better, so much more efficiently. And that has been probably, you know, the most wonderful healing that I've gotten from the emotion code and body code, is being able to heal that anxiety that I was dealing with, you know, day in and day out. So one of the main things that I've experienced, but there's, you know, so many benefits that I've been able to receive from this modality, but that's kind of where to start off with.
Okay, perfect. You've mentioned the emotion code, and I am very curious as to what this actually is.
Sure.
So if you can please elaborate on it. I know it has to do with energy, metaphysical energy body. So let's hear about it.
Yeah, sure. So Dr. Bradley Nelson created the emotion code. Emotion code is like a level one certification, and body code is a level two certification. So the emotion code is a chart of 60 emotions. When you're receiving an emotion code energy session, healing session, your practitioner is using muscle testing to find certain energies that your body's holding on to. And let's just say if someone came to me and said, you know, they have digestive issues. If you want to receive an emotion code healing session to work on your digestive issues, you know, I would pull out the emotion code chart and find out, I would connect to my client energetically, and then I would do the muscle testing on myself. And I would find, okay, which trapped emotions are causing these digestive issues? And we would just kind of go down the line. Usually in one healing session, you could release anywhere from 10 to 20 imbalances. So we would just go down the line. You know, it could have been heartache at the age of 2. It could be disgust, you know, at the age of 5. You know, there's 60 different emotions, and these energies have been trapped in our body, and they are contributing to our symptoms. So those particular trapped emotions that are released are, you know, causing the digestive issues for that particular client.
Okay. Dr. Bradley Nelson, it sounds like he's outlined emotions in the body that are trapped, specific emotions may be trapped in the digestive area. And is it the same for everyone? Like whatever emotion is tied to the digestive area is the same for everybody?
That's a great question. No, the thing is, it can, like what Dr. Bradley Nelson always repeats over, he's like, anything can cause anything. So really any trapped emotions and imbalances that you have in your body could cause, you know, any symptom that you're dealing with, whether it's digestive issues or insomnia, sadness, anxiety, depression. So really anything that you've experienced in your life, you know, could be contributing to some of those annoying symptoms that you're dealing with today. So, and another example is that we can have shared energies or absorbed energies, you know, maybe like a married couple or a father, son, or, you know, whoever it is that you're around, you could be absorbing their emotions or sharing emotions with them too. So the symptoms that you're dealing with could really come from, you know, a number of places, either your own or the people that you are, you know, surrounded. You know, you could even pick up some energies at the grocery store from someone that, you know, you're standing in line next to. What is so fascinating is that, you know, you can have a healing session and you're like, I don't know why I'm dealing with this particular symptom. You know, you get a healing session and then you get clarity. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Now I understand why, you know, I've been dealing with this symptom. You get a little piece of the puzzle, which I like to tell my clients, you get a little piece of the puzzle and, you know, you're painting this picture on, you know, why you're dealing with the symptoms that you're dealing with today.
Okay. So just to clarify, the first thing is that you have to recognize that we are an energetic body. That's number one, because this is dealing with energies, energy clearing. Right. So you always believed, which is important, that we are a metaphysical energy body, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You are using your own intuition or your connection of your energies to your client. Not everyone can do that.
So that's a great point. You know, we all have that gift of intuition, but we can have these, you know, energies that are kind of blocking us from hearing that intuition. But with practice, you know, just like, you know, muscle testing does take practice. So just like, you know, the intuition, it takes practice as well. So we all, you know, I just love that muscle testing is a skill that, you know, have to take, you know, some long course on how to, and studying it. You can practice it on yourself. You could watch, you know, a few videos, you could talk to someone who knows how to muscle test, and then you begin practicing yourself. And, you know, it's really fascinating how You know, you just get better and better, and same goes with the intuition. You just get better and better as you practice, and you're quiet and you listen, and you know, the answers are there. You know, what you always hear so many times, the answers are right inside of you. So your subconscious has the answers for you. If you want to know why, you know, someone keeps having, you know, getting into relationships and maybe they divorce or they just can't find a partner, the answers are right there. You just have to, you know, be quiet, be still, be listen. And, you know, you can use these tools to help you and guide you and try to resolve, you know, the issues that you're trying to resolve.
Okay. So you've always been an intuitive person?
I would say that it has definitely increased. Of course, I would say I've been intuitive, but over the last probably 5 to 6 years, it has really, really heightened. So, you know, for people who maybe feel they're not that intuitive, or, you know, maybe they know what muscle testing is, but have been, you know, too nervous or too worried to try it, you know, it takes practice. Just give it a shot. Just give it a shot. And, you know, it will improve. Just like any other skill, with practice, it will improve.
Okay. So a client comes to you and they say, Monique, I have this IBS that mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's really getting worse, et cetera, et cetera. So is the first thing you do muscle testing? Is that the first thing?
Well, what I would do is I would ask the client, just tell me specifically what symptoms you're dealing with. Break it down to the symptoms that they're dealing with. And then I would muscle test, like, okay, of these particular symptoms that they're dealing with, what is most important for us to heal today? And then say we say maybe it's nausea. So if nausea is the symptom that is most significant to address, we can work on that. But as you're working on the whole body, your whole body will improve. So you could be having other symptoms as well that improve because we just dealt with the nausea. So, you know, it's the holistic approach, like working on the whole body. And funny enough, I mean, you could be working on something in the digestion and then start sleeping amazing because of these energies that were released, or, you know, you had knee pain that gets resolved because you were working on your digestion, because it's all interconnected. It's all related.
Okay. So how are you doing the muscle testing? Is it with your hand? I mean, I've seen it done like that.
So there's the ring and ring method is very popular. I tend to use the tip of my finger just on the edge of the table. And so that works well for me, but everyone kind of has their favorite, you know, go-to.
And how did you, do you have a video on YouTube showing people how to do this?
Not the muscle testing. No, I don't. But it is such an amazing skill that not that many people know about, or some people would be like, I don't know. How does that work? But basically you can ask yes, no questions to your subconscious, and you can ask yes, no questions. You can test foods on yourself, which is really, really powerful. You could test an orange or an apple. And for some reason, you might be testing weak to an orange and test strong to an apple. So if you're trying to decide, what do I eat? Okay, well, let me just muscle test and see what my body needs today. And so the apple comes up strong. It's like, I like to say it's energetically, you know, agreeing with you. And so, okay, so I'll go with the apple today. And the orange, for some reason, maybe your body can't digest it this morning, or, you know, it would just give you, you know, some sort of irritation, or that your digestion would slow down. So the muscle testing is a fabulous tool.
I was going to ask you how you energy test foods that are right for you and ones to avoid. I agree that this is a practice that takes time because, I mean, some people would be listening to this thinking, well, doesn't your subconscious play here and affect the muscle testing, whether or not it's true? Like, or, I mean, if you really want the apple, how do you control that? How do you become pure?
Sure. So you're right. I mean, you can have biases, but if you really, you know, slow down, focus, really listen to your body. Sometimes another way that I like to do it is, I have a bottle of water and I'll just say, this is just a quick way. I'll just double check. It's like, my name is Monique and you know, it's strong, because sometimes I can connect to my kids or I can connect to my husband or something like that. So I just say, my name is Monique. I just double check. I'm testing for myself. And, you know, like this water, it's testing strong. If it were weak, it would drop. So that's, you know, that's just one little example of how you can test it. So this particular water, because I could test another water that my arm would drop super fast, because like that particular water does not agree with me. So that's something just to keep in mind. Most people think that, oh, you know, most water is water, but you know, there are certain ones that will be much better for you, you know, compared to others. You can do that, you know, with any food or drink or supplement. That's just one quick little way. But of course, you know, that takes practice as well.
So how exactly, when you find the emotion that's causing the issue, how do you actually get your client to release it?
Because I am connected to the client, I will release the energy on my end. Dr. Bradley Nelson teaches us to release it from the from our meridian, our governing meridian right here. But we also have a governing meridian right here on our hand and our middle finger. So that's how I particularly like to release it. It's just quick and easy to do it here.
Does it leave you feeling tired when you do this?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes I do feel the energy release. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it could be just like this deep exhalation. Sometimes I feel where it releases from the body, like, oh, if it released from the hip, I'm like, you know, and I'll be, you know, on the phone with the client. I'm like, oh, I just felt that release, you know, and the client could be experiencing the same thing or maybe not experiencing anything, but usually like in a session, a client is very calm, very peaceful. They, you know, feel lighter as the session goes on. So yeah, the energy being released can be experienced in different ways. And sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't.
Okay. So do you put them into a meditative state in order to do this?
No, they could be cooking dinner, or they could be, you know, commuting home, or they could be, you know, just sitting at home on the couch, quiet, peaceful. That is the beauty of this modality. You can, you know, work on them at any point in time. And even sometimes, you know, if a client says, you know, I just need like a quick emergency session, but we really can't get on the phone, then I can just go ahead with their permission. They've given me permission. I connect to them and I can do a session for them. So they don't have to stop what they're doing. They can just go on about their day and, you know, the healing can be done.
So it's like a form of distance healing. Yeah. Connect to their energy. Okay. What's the difference between emotion code practitioner and body code practitioner?
Sure. So the emotion code practitioners, an emotion code session would be releasing trapped emotions. And we have a chart of 60 emotions. But the body code, we could actually release up to 250 different types of imbalances. So it just goes a lot deeper, a lot deeper. There could be, you know, cords, like energetic cords between one person and another, or a broadcast message. It's like this negative message that you're sending out to the world. It's like wearing a t-shirt that has this negative message on it. I mean, you don't want that. So you want to get rid of those. But yes, the body code can release up to 250 imbalances. So it goes much deeper. You can cover a lot more.
So if you find that a person is taking in toxic energy from someone in their household or a friend or somewhere, you release it.
Yeah.
But if they're still with that person or in contact, is it not going to recur?
Yes. So we can definitely release the energies that they've absorbed so far. Once they become aware of what is truly going on and how it's impacting them, then that's where, you know, they have to make decisions on like, okay, is this a safe place? Is this a place where, you know, I should continue this relationship? And it may not be really extreme, but yes, you can teach the person, you can energetically shield yourself. I really love using crystals, especially like wearing them on a necklace, or you can have, you know, crystals in your house, which could also provide energy protection. So there are different ways that you could, you know, handle the situation. I think, you know, every situation is unique. So I would give the best advice depending on that client, you know, what are they willing to do? What is too, you know, overwhelming? I'm like, you know, because that's the last thing I want to do is cause the client to be overwhelmed and like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But giving them ideas, giving them suggestions and, you know, talking through with them, like, okay, like, is this something that you would do? Like, would you go to the store and buy a crystal? And they're like, no, I don't have time to go to the store. Okay. All right. So then it's, you know, setting boundaries that, you know, that's the first step that you could do. It's like, if you don't want to do something, you have to listen to what your body is saying, you know, set a boundary and try to just prevent those energies or those situations that cause that toxic situation.
Okay. You're also helping to release limiting beliefs, inner resistances that people have. Does that come up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there we can have these belief systems that really begin from such an early age, and then they can just, you know, they can just continue to build as life goes on and you go through these situations that kind of reinforce it. So yeah, that's just another energy that we can release, just these limiting beliefs. You know, when you hear a lot is like, I am not good enough.
Right.
Or, I mean, it can, and these limiting beliefs, they can impact you in any situation, you know, your career, you know, the relationships that you have with your family or your close friends. It can impact your financial situation, any abundance. So it's, you know, I just love being able to do this type of healing because it can help people in just so many ways. You know, everyone has different goals. Everybody's trying to achieve something different, and getting rid of those energies that are blocking you and in your way, it's just so powerful. I mean, getting the, you know, stories after, you know, a healing session. I mean, it's just so amazing to hear the just beautiful testimonials when clients come back to me and say, you know, this happened and this situation was so much better. And, you know, my relationship with my kids is so much better. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Must be incredibly gratifying. Once they are cleared, do you then use the law of attraction?
It is, yeah, it's very helpful. You get the energies released, and then using the law of attraction, you can, you know, script what it is that you want. And it would be different for everybody. So that's another thing where it's like, okay, is this too overwhelming? So you start with a simple little phrase or a little paragraph, and you could repeat it once a day. You know, can the client handle that? Because if they're in just a stressful situation, maybe that's too much. Okay, so just, you know, say it once a week. And so just trying to meet the client where they're at, what can they handle without causing chaos, and just helping them just step by step, just kind of like, you know, building that little bridge to get them from where they are to where they want to be.
Do you use this on yourself, not just the muscle testing, but do you release on yourself?
Oh yeah,
in
absolutely.
Your daily life?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm, you know, dealing with like a little bit of like knee pain or something, I'll just pull out my phone real quick where I have all, you know, the body code, and I see, okay, you know, what do I need to release to just get rid of this knee pain or whatever it is. And so yeah, sometimes I'll just release like maybe three things real quick and I'm like, okay, you know, and then just kind of see how it goes. And then if I need to release something like later at night, I will. You know, my kids are always telling me, oh, my finger hurts, or I got a scratch, or, you know, and so, you know, if I need to release something real quick, I will. And so, yes, I'm using this all the time.
Interesting. Are you then ultimately trying to teach your clients how to do this on themselves so they won't need to come to you?
I mean, I do have clients that are very interested in this. For the ones that show interest, I will definitely help them and, you know, give them guidance on what they could do. Some other clients are like, you know, they just don't have interest in doing it themselves, you know, and that's totally fine. But whatever, wherever they're at, I'm like, okay, if you want to learn how to do this, I will tell you everything I know and teach you how to do this, or, you know, lead you to, you know, the videos or whatnot. So yeah, there are some that want to learn and some others that don't. Okay. Doesn't mean that they won't want to, like, further down the road, but okay. Yes, I'm willing to help them achieve their goals.
Okay. I can see that learning how to do the muscle testing, which is, I guess, a form of kinesiology, would be something a lot of people would be interested to do. Is that something they do on their own? But the other takes it to a different level, for sure. Of understanding about the energy body and the intuition. So how do you use essential oils in your practice?
I definitely use them for myself before I was certified and knew how to do the muscle testing and whatnot. I would use essential oils all the time when my kids would get sick. It was very rare that we would, go to the doctor. Like, I felt I could pretty much handle whatever little cold that they got or whatnot with essential oils. But if that's something that the client brings up and they're like, oh, you know, well, I have these oils and I don't really know which one to use, or I don't know like where I should apply it, then I can guide them and help them. You know, you can use the muscle testing if they're dealing with, you know, a cough or something like that. Okay. So which, you know, essential oils do you have at the house? And so I'll muscle test. Okay. Should the client use one of these oils to help them with their cough? So I could, you know, I could get a yes or a no. So if I get a yes, then I'll be like, okay, so which one of these should the client use for the cough? Okay. Eucalyptus. Okay. Eucalyptus. So then, and then I'll just kind of muscle test. Okay. Should they apply these essential oils once a day or twice a day? So, and then just kind of come up with a little plan for them for maybe like the next 3 days on what they should do with the oils that they have there. And then I'll muscle test. Should they apply it on their chest, on their back, on the bottom of their feet? So we could get very, very detailed, you know, one drop, two drops. That's how I can, you know, muscle test on how to use the essential oils for the client.
That's interesting. So what career were you in before you did this? Or are you doing this full time?
So no, the energy healing is part-time. It's in the evenings and the weekends. And so I'm still in my accounting job. I'm a financial controller. for a construction company. So the energy healing is on the weekends and the evenings, and
it's a passion.
So, yeah, accounting background.
Okay, that's interesting. But this is your passion, the healing.
Yes, I absolutely love the healing. Yeah. Love the healing.
I can see that. Where can my listeners find you, Monique?
I have a website. It's moniquejose.com, and I have an Instagram page. I have a lot of, you know, cool content out there that I think can be helpful for a lot of people. Yeah, so they can find me there, and they have questions, they can reach out to me. I'm always, always so happy to help people really find solutions, trying to figure out, you know, what they're dealing with right now, helping them where they're at right now, and helping them to get to where they want to be, whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah, this has been really interesting. I want to thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an honor to be your guest today. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Monique.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share it with your friends. And join us next time for Lunch with a Healer. your thoughts with us. Your comments, questions, and suggestions are all welcome. Go to speakpipe.com/lunchwithahealer and record your message. Try it out today.